let's explore the connections between faith and science. A new documentary coming out this week is called Against the Tide, and it's hosted by former Hercules actor Kevin Sorbo, about the life of Professor John Lennox. Kevin Sorbo, thanks for being with us.
Good to be here.
Kevin, tell us a little bit more about what Against the Tide is about and about Professor Lennox.
Against the Tide was a wonderful experience for me. It's really about the life of John Lennox. He's an amazing man. He's an apologist. But more than that, he was for many, many years a professor at Oxford University. I think he holds like 5 doctorates.
And
he spent 3 years filming in Oxford and 2 weeks filming in Israel last year. We had the screening, the original sort of premiere of it was at the NRB, the National Religious Broadcasters in Nashville in February before everything got shut down. And it was the first time at the NRB that they actually allowed 2 screenings, because the first one was completely sold out, standing room only. So they had it, aired it again the next day, which was pretty cool. And it was just, you know, this guy is just, he's so well scholared biblically and intellectually and everything. He, you know, follows his life, follows his debates against well-known atheists such as Dawkins and Hitchens, and he pretty much destroys them in a very kind and loving and humorous way with just wonderful apologetics about the Bible and the existence of God. And it was just fun working with him and being around the guy.
Well, if I'm going to be destroyed, I want it to be done with kindness as well.
Exactly.
Well, as Christians, sometimes we get a little bit gun-shy when it comes to science. But for Professor Lennox, this is what he does, and this is what he loves. Will this movie help encourage believers to share their faith, even when people might come back at them and say, hey, science?
Oh, no question. I think all of us, including myself, I mean, I learned a lot, but I think all of us need to sort of learn how to, debate against the agnostic and certainly the atheist world in a more educated way. I think a lot of times in the atheist I meet, they just say, science. And I go, okay, explain that to me. That science proves God doesn't exist, and they never do. It's just they say science, and then they walk away and say I'm wrong. So it's always kind of interesting. So something like this will give people a few bullet points to really go back and have a little more education about the whole existence of God. It was just so much fun to be part of it. Like I said, and it was an interesting experiment for me as well.
Well, as you mentioned, he's a kind, gentle person to bring those across, and I think maybe that's what's been lacking in our conversations between people of faith and people who really hold to scientific investigation, is maybe just that factor of, hey, we care about each other and we can talk.
Yeah, exactly. And I think that's where it needs to be. It needs to come from a place of not being condescending and not being judgmental. I know that my atheist friends get turned off by it, saying, you know, you Christians, you're all the same, like, which isn't true, but you know that you guys are all so judgmental, and they're not wrong about that either, though. You know, when you know we should instead of the speck in your brother's eye, look at the log in your own, right? And I think of anything, we have to be the most forgiving, and we tend to be the least forgiving sometimes. And I think we need to learn from that.
Well, as you traveled making this documentary, was there any one place that you did visit that left an impression, left a mark on you that you didn't expect?
Well, when we went down to, well, let alone Oxford, with all the colleges around that part of England, it was just like a Kodak moment every corner you turn to. I mean, it's just amazing. And a little fact that I think I'd learned one time before but totally had forgotten about was where the first translation of the Bible into English took place back in the 1400s. So that part was interesting. But, you know, when I got to Israel, it was my first time there. I've been there another time since. But my first time there, I got to see places that most tourists don't even get the chance to see. And for me to stand actually on the balcony where a pilot stood and said, you know, which one do you want me to save and which one do you want me to kill? And they chanted, you know, crucify Jesus. I stood on that spot, and the gentleman brought me up there. He said, not many people get to come up here. Since then, a church has been built around it. It's enclosed now, that area. So there's, you know, there's pews out there that look up at that exact same spot. So that was quite a moment for me to be able to stand there from something that happened 2,000 years ago.
Wow. The documentary is called Against the Tide, Finding God in an Age of Science. It releases everywhere November 19th. You can go to againstthetide.movie to find out more, and we'll post that link on our Life Facebook page. Kevin Sorbo, thanks for being with us this morning and telling us about this awesome film.
My pleasure. I appreciate it. Thanks for your time.